What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
The Boston Celtics. You know, there's another guy right there you just saw that Dame could rehab with.
Yeah.
In terms of the Achilles, they're good friends. If you think about it, 2 years from now, what is that team with Dame at point guard? They're a championship caliber team again.
That was Chris Haynes on Damian Lillard. The Celtics reportedly have mutual interest, which means they're interested in him. He feels the same way, which is a real change from Dame Lillard a couple of years ago. Remember, Chris Haynes was on with Dan Patrick, who played this last week?
Yeah.
And he just started laughing, cracking up at the idea of Damian Lillard ever coming to Boston. And now, man, what Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of lost seasons in Milwaukee, and now all of a sudden beggars can't be choosers. According to the Boston Globe, when Lillard was seeking a trade from the Trailblazers 2 years ago, he wasn't interested in a trade to Boston. Now, Lillard has some interest in the Celtics, in part because of a close friendship he's built with star forward Jason Tatum.
Oh.
So, Keith, your thoughts.
Tim, the recruiter.
Your thoughts on the Celtics' reported interest, mutual interest, in Damian Lillard.
So, I'd be way more excited about it if he also wasn't dealing with an Achilles injury and with, like, blood clots from last year. Like, there's some scary stuff going on with Lillard, let alone, you know, he's in his mid-30s. If you told me he was healthy, I'd say 100% yes. Now, Milwaukee probably wouldn't just cut him if he was healthy. So, you know, anytime these players are available, there's sort of a reason why they're available. So, I mean, depending on what the other options are and things like that and how much money it would cost, just in a vacuum, hell yeah, I'd be interested in Damian Lillard. Why not? Like, you moved on from Drew Holiday. I like the idea of Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench. I know there's been some talk maybe he'll end up starting or whatever else. And maybe even Damian Lillard late in his career will become a guy that comes off the bench and will be like a scorer. I think he's always going to be a scorer. The guy, since day one in the league, has been a great dynamic scorer, a clutch player. Has never won the whole thing, but he's been on a lot of bad teams. He's gotten more out of those teams than most guys would have. He's always been one of my favorite players. I'd be very interested, but it's one of those things where, all right, you get him. Is he and Tatum both missed the whole season? So it's like, all right, you get him in 2 years.
Yeah, I just don't like what it represents, which is we don't care at all about this year. It's a lost year, and it's all about building around Tatum in 2 years, which on some level I get. I mean, you have to look big picture at how the team's going to fit together when Tatum comes back. I'm pretty confident Tatum's going to come back and be a high-level player. I've said before, Mego got upset with this last week.
Uh-oh.
But I've said before, I don't think he's ever going to be the same player again.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think he's going to be, he's never winning an MVP. He might not make another first team. But that doesn't mean he's not all NBA caliber or an all-star every year. Like, I'm pretty confident Tatum's going to come back from the Achilles injury. I'm not confident at all Lillard's going to come back. And on top of that, how would you say the last 2 years went in Milwaukee?
Because poor. I mean, he scored and whatever else and was an all-star, but yeah, not great. No, it did not work at all.
Didn't work.
They were better off with Jrue Holiday.
In 2023, I was all about acquiring Lillard. I was like, get Jaylen Brown out of here, bring in Lillard, fit the whole team. Like, that would work. He's a killer at the end of games. You need somebody to take over late. He's that guy. I don't think any of that has proven out. And I think you look at it now, what Lillard has done, Lillard's been a guy who produces a lot on good but not great, certainly not championship caliber teams. Now he's coming off an Achilles injury. To do what? To come fit in here how, like you said?
Yeah.
How does he address any other issues that they have in the front court? He doesn't. Small guard.
Yep.
So I just don't like what it represents. If he were healthy and he got bought out, which, as you said, wouldn't happen, but okay, fine. I could get him on a mid-level deal and he's interested in that and he's playing this year without Tatum, I'm interested. I'm not interested in building the team for 2 years down the road. I want to try to compete in a wide open East this year, and he doesn't help you do that.
Yeah, if he was healthy this year and was able to be sort of like bridge the gap to get to Tatum, so you add another score, because you're losing a lot of points, you're losing a lot of shots, and if you brought him in, it would make a lot more sense. But if it's just so he and Tatum can kind of rehab together and then you come back the next year, I guess I'd have to know what the other moves are. Like, if it ends up being like, well, we got, you know, like a below average big or like another George Niang or like Lillard in another year, like, yeah, give me Lillard in another year. Let's see what that looks like. Also, how many threes do you think he would take under Joe Mazzulla again?
15? Like, so many. Only. He'd be the first player who only shot threes.
And all from like the logo.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, that's a pretty deep three there from Lillard. But no, I'm intrigued by it, but it's just one of those ones where there's no immediate payoff to it. It is kind of kicking the can down the road a little bit but they've already kind of done that, right? Like, by moving on from Porzingis and Holiday, you've already sort of acknowledged that you're not fully, like, it's almost whatever you get this year is great. That's a nice little bet. If Jaylen Brown has a good season, good for him. But it's really all about 2027. They've already kind of signaled that.
So I agree they've already kind of signaled it. It doesn't mean I have to like
it.
No,
you don't have to. And like the Eastern Conference is open. And even Milwaukee, apparently hanging on to Giannis, using the stretch provision on Lillard and bringing in Miles Turner doesn't do anything. Like, I still think the Celtics are better than Milwaukee.
Well, I'm not sure about
it. I love Turner.
You're now assuming Giannis is staying, right?
Yeah.
There was a story last week that Giannis was really upset about how they did Lillard dirty, and I'm like, there's no way they did this without you wanting to do it.
Well, he said the same thing about Budenholzer.
Exactly. Right?
He's like, I can't believe Budenholzer got it. So you fired him.
I didn't buy that for a second.
No, I think Giannis, I think he's back, but like, I think he's a loser who won based on our tiers weeks ago. He's an incredible player, one of the best players of the last two decades.
I would take them over the Celtics right now.
See, I'm not a huge Miles Turner guy.
And
Lillard, I mean, for all his, you know, they weren't like winning a lot, but he played more than half the season last year.
They won 48 games last year. And I know with Lillard, I understand your point, but they won 48 games last year.
But who are they
year?
Replacing him with?
I know, but
who's
just
the guy? Who's the starting point guard now for them? Like, that's not a great team.
Boil it down as simple as this.
They got Kuzma?
No, if they're kind of a one-player team, right?
Yeah.
You know, just look, like, Giannis is better than I would take Milwaukee. I agree it's close. I just assumed earlier this offseason we were talking about the East. I assumed Giannis was a goner. Then they waived Lillard. They brought in Turner. I think he's now there. I would take Milwaukee over Boston, but...
So Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr.,
dude, Gary
Kyle
Trent
Kuzma.
Jr. was nice in the playoffs last year.
Gary Trent Sr., good player at Ohio.
It's true.
Miles Turner and Giannis. So, like, yeah, if you tell me they're better than the Celtics, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, they're right in that same mix.
Yeah.
That could even be the first-round series. Could be Milwaukee
four,
and Boston. 4-5 matchup.
Where are they playing?
You
tell me.
Doesn't matter.
What did you think of the moves the Celtics made or really didn't make, right? I mean, you were here for the trades. You were here for Porzingis and Holiday.
Yeah.
But we also kind of expected by now Kornet could be back. Horford's still out there. Simons is still here.
Kornet getting all that money, like, good for him. You know, he took less to come back last year, and it made sense. It was a title team. It's not a title team, at least for this upcoming season. So he gets a ton of money to go play for the Spurs. Like, okay, great. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone anywhere near that deal.
No, I'm actually...
And I didn't want them to trade Simons to free up money to sign Kornet to that
kind
of deal.
So this is why I'm actually the most optimistic of it, because there was so much heat around a potential Simons trade, like a flip. Like, oh, they got him. Expiring deal, but they're going to send him packing and then either re-sign their own bigs or re-sign other guys. So they clearly have a need still, like, in the front court, but... I want to see Simons for a year.
Me too.
It's almost like he's not as good as Lillard, obviously, but it's the same idea where for 1 year minus Tatum, who's going to score? Like, who's going to help Jaylen Brown and Derek White? Also, just from an entertainment aspect of it, who's going to be more fun to watch? I hope they keep Simons. And I know there's still plenty of time for them to make another move or flip him somewhere down the line. But the fact that they hung on to him through like this past week, like, I like that.
So I would say two things about where they're at in free agency that could make me feel different, or their offseason that would make me feel different. And you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. By the way, a reminder, you can, of course, listen here 93.7 on WEEI. You can also stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn app. So a lot of ways to listen to Jones and Keefe each and every day. I'm encouraged that Simons is still here because I'm with you. I thought he could have been flipped by now. I'm a little encouraged that Horford still hasn't signed. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I know there's interest from the Lakers and the Warriors, but I imagine the reason he didn't come out and sign right away is because he's really weighing out his options and a potential Boston return. I know he's also reportedly weighing retirement, how that could look.
I bet he keeps playing. He's got something left
in
the tank.
That's what I think, and he has teams interested. It's not like he's going to have to take scraps.
So if he comes back, that'd be great. Like, I don't think they can do a whole lot better, right, based on like what's realistically out there, what they would be willing to spend. I wonder if it's as simple, though, as like, does a team say, hey, this is how much we can give you, but we got to tinker. We got to make a few more moves first. Like, is it one of those? Now, maybe that would already be reported. Maybe, Shams would already have where he's going if that were the case. But, yeah, I mean, he hasn't signed anywhere yet. So, I mean, I guess that hope is still alive.
So, I'm encouraged by that. But, again, I'm with you. He could sign with the Lakers today.
Yeah.
He could sign with the Warriors tonight. And the Celtics could still flip Simons or whatever. They still haven't finalized that deal. And so to me, if you just added Horford to what they have, Horford's willing to take the mid-level exception or something over a couple of years, which is what you're talking about doing with Damian Lillard. They have to dip back below the second apron because they signed Luka Garza while you were out and Josh Minot. Is that who they signed?
Sure.
Which somehow put him back into the second apron.
So Minot.
They got to do
Luka Garza, who nice college player.
Look, I gotta be honest. I kind of like it. Okay. I'm not telling you it's gonna work, but,
no, but you like Luka Garza.
It's a flyer.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
It could. I mean, listen, it could work. Brad Stevens is good at his job.
Yeah,
thank God for Brad Stevens.
Thank God for Brad Stevens. So, if you're just telling me they add Horford to what they have right now, then I'd take the Celtics over Milwaukee, and I'd feel pretty good about them. Even stronger about them being a top four seed in the East. So that could change a lot of how I'm looking at it. Right now, I don't really see how they're piecing together the front court.
No, and you guys, Kata,
not great.
Luka Garza, George Niang.
Well,
no, they're all actually like decent, like ninth men. Yeah. Like they don't have any starters.
Right.
Like, ninth guy on the team.
There is a dogfight for the first big off the bench.
No, they're all starting.
Unfortunately, you don't have one in the starting lineup.
Correct.
617-779-7937. Let's get to your phone calls here. Mark in Medford waiting patiently on our Red Sox discussion. Go ahead, Mark.
It's not Red Sox, but how can someone halfway through the season be on pace for 180 hits, 50 home runs, and 150 RBIs, and be the biggest snub of the All-Star game? And that's Seiya Suzuki. I want to know how this guy is not an All-Star.
Okay, Keith. Biggest snub, Seiya Suzuki.
I would say Narvaez. You're sleeping on Narvaez being the biggest snub.
I'll give you. Let me give you a legit snub, the way he's playing.
You don't want to put Seiya Suzuki on there?
No, I'm fine with that.
They have the rest of the Cubs out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Field. Right? Was that the cutoff? They just like, we have a million Cubs. We can't have every single Cub.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what it was? I think the Dodgers
had a good year.
Dodgers had the most all-stars, five. What did the Cubs have total? Three or four?
I mean, they had Pete Crow Armstrong. They had Kyle Tucker, obviously.
Red Sox have three.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think Rafaela had like a legitimate case. I think Narvaez had a legitimate case. No one's crying those guys are off. But yeah, Suzuki, that's a snub. I'll agree with you. Mark and Medford, you got us. That's a snub.
The outfielders, the starting outfielders are Ronald Acuna and then the two other Cubs guys. And then the bench is Corbin Carroll, Kyle Stowers, Fernando Tatis, James Wood. So a guy like Stowers has to be on because you got to be represented. Every team has to be represented. And the other three guys are having good years. I don't know.
You know what? I like the every team has to be represented, by the way. I like that.
I mean, the rosters are pretty big.
That's,
so what, I don't,
that's
I don't
why
mind
I
it.
Feel that way. Yeah. If there's a shallower roster, then it'd be stupid.
It also allows for more random players to be all-stars, which
yes,
is funny.
Which really helps.
Yeah, it's great.
But really helps the future of the grab bag.
Suzuki and like Juan Soto.
Wait till you see today's random player. I actually did it ahead of time.
Was he an all-star?
Yeah, he sure was.
Rocky.
Well, let's not give it all away. But yes.
An all-star. Start thinking now.
An all-star, a Rocky.
Said too much.
It sounds like Mike Hampton. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Pretty soon we're all going to remember the guy who pretended to own the Celtics and what a great job he did, because this thing's about to get gross. Like Bill Chisholm, the Boston front man, like he was an extra in The Departed when there's 21 other investors and they're running Brad Stevens out there. Brad's like, oh, he didn't know about the apron penalties. Of course he did. He's the smartest basketball guy in the room. So, you know, like they got to put together a team to compete at a good level here. Like you just said, Keith, the East is wide open. And if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm saying, like, if you don't want to, just, you know, get me out of here. No worries. See you, Boston.
Okay. Well, I don't think Jaylen Brown's asking. I bet Jaylen Brown is relishing being the guy this year.
Oh, I bet he can't wait.
Yeah, I think he wants out.
I think it's going to be fun. We're gonna find out what it looks like with him as the best player.
Is it fair to have concerns about Bill Chisholm?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it is.
I knew. I smelled a rat right when he claimed he was from the North Shore.
We sniffed that out.
We sniffed it out.
Georgetown,
so
bro.
He's like, I watch every broadcast on NBC Sports Boston. I know Chris Forsberg and Abby Chin. I'm from the North Shore. I'm like, you know, this guy's doing too much. I don't respect it. I don't like it.
He was living in California. The game started 4 o'clock local time. You're watching every game.
Yeah,
is that right? You're doing all that. No, I think at first when he bought the team, we were like, all right, it's a lot of unknown. But now it's not as much unknown. What's the first thing they did since he took over?
Sold.
They flipped Porzingis in a money dump. They traded Drew Holiday away. Like, that's exactly what they did. Now, there's always the backdrop of we don't know what they would have done if Tatum was healthy for this year. Okay, we don't know that. But we do know that when he had a chance to either keep those guys or pay through the nose again for a season, he chose not to do it. Traded those guys away, and yeah, we'll see what happens in the next couple of years, but it doesn't feel great right now.
Well, I think credit to Keith, but I think you were one of the first to really point out the basketball penalties are nonsense.
They're kind of a joke. Everyone's like, it's like the boogeyman. Everyone freaks out about it. Like, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. And then when you actually read into it, you're like, why can't you do it? It's like, well, you can't trade contracts. Like, well, if you like your team, you're good. Like, well, you can't trade your first round pick in 7 years from now. It's like, okay, well, it's money. It's all money, which I'm not saying isn't an issue, but don't tell me that it really like gives you no chance to have a good team.
And I would underscore too, it's not just about the luxury tax penalties and the non-existent basketball penalties. What's scary about Bill Chisholm, and I think we were also early on this, they didn't have to do any of this now. They did not have to get below the second apron now.
Right.
They didn't have to do it until in season next year. So what Bill Chisholm is saving money on long term is luxury tax penalties, but that bill wasn't due until the trade deadline next year. What he's saving money on now is his current payroll.
Right. And so you could make the case, you'd say, well, maybe you couldn't get like an Anthony Simons type return for Holiday in season. Maybe. But then you for sure could have gotten a Porzingis, like a Niang salary dump. Now, would he be healthy? Like, I guess there's some questions there about that. But you're right. As far as all these penalties, quote unquote penalties taking place, you had months and months and months to do that. And they did it right away.
So I'm curious what they continue to do. Do they peel off more pieces? Are they done, you know, outside of minor ads here and there? And what's Bill Chisholm going to do as the owner of the Celtics going forward? Right now, it's pretty clear. You just said it, Keith. I choose to believe, this is a belief of mine, I can't prove it, which are the best kind of takes.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they won the title and they went back-to-back and Tatum's healthy and all these other things, which would have needed to be the case to win the title, I think they would have kept it together. I think it would have been impossible as the new owner to sell to the fan base here, guys, I just came in, they won again,
yeah.
Everyone's under contract, and we're blowing it up. I think that would have been impossible to sell to the fan base. I think anything short of that, these moves were probably coming because the guy's looking to, and by the
way, it's also why Wick's still around.
Yes.
Still a part of it.
He's still.
You answer some of these questions.
Go take some bullets.
Yeah.
And so, no, the caller, was it Matt in Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Brought it up too. Bill Chisholm has other investments. He needed to, you know, in billionaire, the world of billionaires, needed to go scrape a couple nickels together
yeah.
to buy this thing. And
he
needed other investors.
Over Park Place and Boardwalk and go from there.
And so they need. Or are going to want their investment back. They're going to want return on their investment. And this is the way to do it. Stay out of that luxury tax. And so it's not just his call, but this is why this was such a big story when it went down. Irv coming out of nowhere to sell the team. This is why it's such a big story, because already they're tearing this thing down and they're more worried about next year. Their Lillard interest, I think, proves this.
Yeah.
They're more worried about next year than this upcoming season.
Yeah, no, I know. But then you have a guy like Brad Stevens, who I think is just being kind of told what he has to do while also making sure that you're super competitive. And that's why we talked about it at the time when Wick told Greg's show about, like, the thank God for, like, that stood out to us then. But, like, as time has gone on, it's even more clear. Because it's like, we don't want you to bottom out. Like, you still need to win, but we're going to take away all this money. We're going to take away these players that you just acquired, by the way. You just brought these guys in. You just won a title a year ago. You even extended one of these guys. So I think 2 years ago, you think Brad Stevens wanted Drew Holiday for a while? I'm guessing he did. And then he was told, all right, you got to get rid of him. He's like, all right, but by the way, still need to be competitive, and we need to be a title contender when Tatum returns.
So you got to thread that needle.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No. And I've said this. I think we're going to learn a lot about Brad Stevens as a GM. I love the Holiday trade. Understanding the circumstances, I love the return of Anfernee Simons. That was way better than I thought they'd get.
Yeah.
Porzingis trade stinks. And let's see what they're doing to address the rest of their needs.
I got a quick tweet for you. Speaking of Anfernee Simons.
Oh, good.
Bill Simmons said, weird that the Celtics never did a press conference welcoming Anfernee Simons to the team, and then he did the Brian Windhorst pointing meme.
Interesting. So well, the trade's not official,
well, those
Bill,
trades
right?
aren't official.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's not. I don't think it's that weird, but I wonder if that's a tell.
But is that something that he knows?
He's heard something.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Kevin Durant trade was supposedly just the Suns and the Rockets. It turned into a seven-team trade.
Seven teams. Would you be like a little FOMO if you were a GM?
Seven!
I got to get in there. You guys want something?
I thought.
Make it an eight-teamer. Still left out?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think Schefter really needed to weigh in on this. Schefter dabbling in the NBA is already annoying, but weighing in on like 7-team NBA trades, like he's breaking news, is a bit much for me.
I can't stand that. Schefter also tweeted out a Jim Thorpe History Channel movie trailer.
I saw that.
Schefter, get out of here. Just tell me what, like, third cornerback signed with a team. I don't need you talking about the NBA trades and movie trailers.
Seriously.
Very confusing.
617-779-7937. You can discuss the state of the Celtics, how you feel about ownership, their mutual interest in Damian Lillard, and what it says about the direction of the franchise. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, let's get to the Bees moves from last week. Let's hear how Bruins insider Rich Keefe feels about it next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the Prudential Center, located in the heart of Back Bay, features over 70 shops and eateries, Discovery at the center of it all. The Red Sox completed the weekend sweep over the Nationals with yesterday's 6-4 win in Washington. Garrett Crochet got the win, giving up only 2 runs and striking out 7 in 5 innings of action. Sox also got 2-run home run from Trevor Story in the top of the first and a solo home run from Seidan Rafaela in the top of the ninth. After being swept by the Red Sox, the Nationals fired head coach Dave Martinez and general manager Mike Rizzo. Sox return home tonight to begin a 7-game homestand with a 3-game series against the Rockies. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Richard Fitz gets a start for Boston in the series opener against Colorado's Austin Gomber. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. It was announced yesterday that Garrett Crochet, Aroldis Chapman, and Alex Bregman were named to the American League All-Star team. The All-Star game is next Tuesday in Atlanta. The Kevin Durant trade to the Rockets is official as part of the NBA's first ever 7-team trade. And the U.S. men's national soccer team fell 2-1 to Mexico in the finals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup tournament. Heading to Fenway for the game, park in the Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observation Deck. Just a short walk over to Fenway from the Prue. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.